and welcome to Awesome Fishing Radio. And this is our division of Awesome Fishing Radio, which is Fishing with a Mission. And how you doing, Captain Blake?
Doing all right.
I tell you, the music right there, it just came out that we had there at the opener of God Is Not Dead. Had a real unique experience. We were going and doing some fishing up into the Tennessee mountain area. And we were flying in from Tampa to Nashville. And we actually got to meet the head singer, Michael Tate, for the Newsboys. We noticed him before we were getting on our flight. And I told Cindy, I said, man, it looks like the singer or the lead singer for the Newsboys. And she goes, no, it ain't. She was looking totally somewhere else. And as we got on the plane and flew out there to Nashville, and as we were leaving, we actually got to speak with him and meet him, and a really cool guy. Told him that if he ever wanted to go fishing, get with us. I think I might want to give him a call or check up on him, because I know they're going to be at the Strawberry Festival this year.
Yeah, that's not far away. I mean, you're talking 30 minutes away from here, and not even that. He could be catching some bass or catching some redfish or snook, trout, whatever he wants to get. So it'd just be awesome to get to hang out with a guy like that.
Yeah, you know, one of the things, Captain Blake, is I wanted to, in Fishing with a Mission, wanted to be able to talk a little bit about you and things that you're going through right now with, you've been kind of getting into the ministry of reaching out into the Redfish Tour. I know you do a lot of praying before the meets and things like that with the guys, and you're looking at it. Heading in that direction with maybe with the bass fishing industry. And, one of the things is just kind of talking with you a little bit about that and what you're gearing towards. I know you've been looking at doing some stuff, too, with some of the bass fishing professionals with some stuff with the Christian athletes.
Yeah, you know, I've been very, very, very blessed. You know, in the past couple of years, those people that know the situations that we've gone through with health and just healing and trying to change things around. And, you know, the Redfish Tour has been absolutely an amazing, I want to say, rocket-propelled starting point for kind of where I feel like God is launching us into. And, you know, whether it started in the IFA Redfish Tour and then we progressed into the IFA Lucas Oil Pro-Am, and then now even further than that through some connections with Ranger and other awesome, awesome brands that have put us forth into the freshwater market too. You know what, we've been at the point for a while that we felt like God was kind of moving us in that direction, that he was moving us into the ability to have a little bit more of an influence and to be able to go and speak the good news throughout the country and then maybe even beyond that to the expanse of the end of the world. But we've been very, very, very blessed with this opportunity to have a lot of good friends, to have a lot of good contacts, and a lot of great quality companies to stand behind us. You know, one thing that I've always found, and I always said, I said, I will only stand behind a product that will stand behind me and my faith, you know, that will stand behind me and the rules that I live by or the ethics that I live by. And I've been very blessed this year to have companies like that that would stand behind us, that would back us and go to fight for us and also be able to help us reach the masses, to have contacts in areas that we might not have any influence as of now, but we're moving into those areas now.
You know, one of the things that we've always tried to do with Fishing with a Mission, and in Fishing with a Mission, started out many years ago with me and Daryl Ward on the AM radio Awesome Fishing when we first started out, and you came and spoke with us when you had actually came back from Africa, and good thing you hadn't been over to West Africa lately.
You know what, some of those same areas that are affected by the Ebola and very, very devastated, very devastating situations are the same areas that I was over there years before, and it makes me think about that there was possibility, people that I worked with, people that I were friends with and that helped me in the process of living over there for those summers, that might be affected. So, you know, we have to constantly think about that, because life is fragile. You know, we're not promised tomorrow. Every one of us is given a specific amount of breath, a specific amount of heartbeats, and we can't take that for granted. You know, whether it's here and anything can happen, or over there and you catch something that that can't be taken away. You know, we have to be prepared for that in every situation. Live like it's the last minute we have here.
Yeah, and that's for sure. You know, and one of the things, Blake, that, you know, we know as far as family and friends and stuff, what you've been through, you know, all the way through life, you've had heart issues and problems. And, you know, one of the things is, you know, to our listeners, we want to, you know, wanted them to kind of hear about that. And, you know, far as from infant stage, you've had heart issues and problems and you kind of outgrew them. And what was so cool was to see some of those problems were actually what was keeping you alive from the bigger problems. You know, tell our listeners a little bit about what happened there and what has happened in your life and what God's been doing.
You know, I was actually, to give you the brief, I would like to say, condensed version of what it was. I was born with a thing called a VSD, or ventricular septal defect, and, you know, it was a hole in my septum. And as that progressed, when I turned 18, you know, I've been fishing and things like that since I was a kid, but, you know, I was playing ice hockey and playing things like that, and actually, the VSD closed. You know, it healed itself over, and we thought everything was perfect. But what happened in the meantime was also that my heart began to grow at a rapid rate in my left ventricle and then in my septum to an expanded type of hypertrophic left ventricular hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. You know, which is a thickening of the heart, which is also called sudden death syndrome. Unfortunately, and a lot of people are affected by this. You know, one out of every 500 people in the United States has hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, and you know, it's something you got to get checked for because you don't know you have it. And most of the time, the reason it's such a devastating disease to have is because you don't know that you have it, and people don't know to look for it. You know, you hear about an athlete dropping on a court or on the ice. And you see this, or on a soccer field, or in a boxing ring, you know, you hear about these people that are in the prime of their life, they're being athletic, they're doing everything in their power to be healthy, and next thing you know, they're gone. You know, we have to take into consideration that, you know, that disease is out there. It's one out of every 500 people in the United States has it, and you need to be alert. You know, you can check that out at the Hypertrophic Cardiomyopathy Association, or HCMA.org, to find out a little bit more about it. Not saying that you're going to have it, not saying that you're not going to have it. I'm just saying that you need to know. You know, we're not promised tomorrow. We're supposed to live every day like it's our last, and take every breath like it's our last, and love like it's our last, you know, every second. And, you know, we've been fortunate because it's given me the opportunity to go speak and talk and be in places that I normally wouldn't be in. And that's our goal for 2015. You know, as we enter into the bass realm and the redfish realm, our goal is to be going to different churches, schools, organizations, businesses, and things like that, not to tell them of the doom and gloom, but to tell them, you know, what life truly is, and give them an evaluation of time. You know, we all think that we have unlimited amounts of time, you know, and that's not the case. You know, we all, God says, you know, I know, the expanse of time. I know everything. I know all there is to know. And we don't. You know, we don't know if we'll be here at the end of this radio show. So we just have to, you know, we've got to make sure that we're doing the right things and trying to live accordingly to His will. And that's our goal for 2015, to tell people about that.
You know, one of the things with the Fishing with a Mission that we've always tried to do was to actually reach out to men, women, kids, that will actually listen to someone about fishing or hunting. They'll watch a fishing or radio fishing or hunting movie or show, or listen to a radio show about it, and we're trying to reach out there and talk to them and actually let them know about God when, you know, maybe they haven't heard anything. You know, in this day and time, it's hard to believe that they wouldn't have heard anything about God. But, you know, you find people that said, you know, I just never realized it wasn't real in my life.
You know, it never is. And it never is real in your life until it's real in your life, which kind of seems funny that you'd say it like that. But nobody takes the time to think about the end until the end is usually here. And by then, sometimes it's too late because some people don't get that opportunity. Some people don't get a final goodbye or things like that. So I don't want to sound all morbid because I know that this is a happy time more than it is a sad time. But if I could leave one thing with people would be, you know, live your life according to God's will. And all good things, you know, he has so much good that is just sitting there waiting for people. And all they have to do is take that decision, make that decision, and be willing to follow him. It doesn't mean that you're going to be unhappy. Believe me, my life after becoming a Christian is a lot happier than the time before. So, you know, it really, really is a great thing. And I want to ask people, you know, if you have questions or there are concerns or you just want to know more, you know, check us out. I mean, we have awesomefishingadventures.com. Look me up at awesomefishingradio.com or look me up at Blake Smith Fishing. We've got Twitters, Pinterest, Instagrams, Facebook. You know, just look up Blake Smith. You'll know the picture. It's always me in a jersey of some sort or something like that. But, you know, also look us up in 2015 because we're going to be out. We're going to be about. We're going to be on the trail and on tour and speaking in places all across the United States.
You know, Blake, I want to take a minute, you know, because, you know, when we talked about getting to know God, it's one of the easiest things to do, but it's also one of the hardest things for some people, but it's one of the most simplest gifts they could have. And if they, you know, if they want to email us or if they, I'll actually say, call us on the phone. I mean, we'll talk to them. My number is 863-944-7475, and yours is
863-944-1580.
And don't put it off for another day. Give us a call. We'll talk with you. And, you know, if you have any questions, any concerns, feel free to give us a holler. But, you know, again, Blake, I know that you've touched a lot of lives and just in meeting with these men in the Redfish Tour, and they've grown to respect you and treat you as one of the elders type in ministry there. And I know you're trying to reach out to that in the bass fishing industry also, and I know you've been doing some stuff with something you've been involved in when you were a youth, which was Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Yeah, we actually are working on some stuff. We really can't disclose it yet, but what we're going to try and do is bring to light the fishing as a sport. You know, it really is. I mean, people don't realize. I have people all the time, they're like, man, it must be easy to be a professional fisherman. I'm like, you have no idea. I always tell them, my joke is, okay, let me tell you how easy this job is. Just imagine spending 13 hours a day pre-fishing for a tournament that you pray you make it to the end of, and at the end of 2 weeks in that time frame or 3 weeks of that time, tell your wife you don't have a check. You do that, you spend 3 weeks at work and then tell your wife you don't have a check, son, she's going to be hitting the road, you know. But my wife has been very, 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 you know, relaxed in that stuff. She understands the concept. She understands, you know, the passion behind it and the drive and using it as a pedestal to just to talk to more people, just to get in more people's lives and to help people grow. So it is. It's a profession. It's a job. It's hard. It's not easy by no means. And you know, it deserves to be called a sport just like anything else.
You know, too, in what you're speaking there, you know, God tells us to go forth and to be fisher of men. And that's definitely what you're taking place in and doing, you know. So I'm sure that, you know, God looks down on you and he's going, I'm glad I put that pacemaker in you.
Yeah. he has a purpose. I do believe that. I mean, to be at the top of the list for sudden death syndrome, and then to know that you have a newfound light on life, it's you definitely help open my eyes. You know, my little girls, two of them, you know, and my wife are just super priorities. And you know, I want to be here every second I can for them. And you know, we've been very, very fortunate to link up with HCMA.org and things like that. And I do suggest do research. You know, go check it out, HCMA.org. But also check out our pages as well, because you'll find links to all that as well. So I just appreciate the opportunity to get to talk about it a little bit.
Yep, and, you know, I'd have to say that, you know, we appreciate y'all listening to us on Awesome Fishing Radio and being with us on iTunes. And And appreciate you. Let us know what you think of the Fishing with a Mission, because this probably is one of our first spearhead shows. We had it in the AM radio for many years, and then when we went over to the internet radio, we have not yet had, till this period of time, bought out the Fishing with a Mission. And I know that you're going to be doing a lot there. And but please email us, give us a phone call, let us know if you appreciate it, if you're enjoying it, and if you're not, we'll be praying for you.
That's right. So check it out again at Blake Smith Fishing, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, you name it. There, Twitter. You know, we're all over the place. And then awesomefishingadventures.com or awesomefishingradio.com. You know, we have places for you to contact us, email us, call us. You name it. Tweet us, text us, whatever you want. You know, we're here. We're here to talk. We're not unreachables. You know, we are people just like you are, and we're here to talk to you no matter what it is about. You know, I have people call me all the time and just want to have random conversations. I enjoy it. You know, I'm a random guy, and I want to have those conversations with people. So, you know, by all means, just give me a call. Talk to us, and, you know, keep fishing.
You know, one of the things when we opened up the beginning of the show and I was talking about meeting Michael Tate from the Newsboys, you know, he was so down to earth and personable, and we want people to feel like they can be that way with us if they just want to give us a call or talk to us. So next best thing to fishing?
Talking about fishing.